জানে ভাষা কবি কে জানে গঙ্গে দুটি পদা জন সম্পদা গঙ্গে দুটি পদা
জেবা জানে কে কামনে কে গৌড়া
বাবা নিতে থাকে
জানে ভকতি রসকার হ্যাভ টেকেন শেল্টার ইন দ্য লোটাস ফিট অফ শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু দুটি পদ টু লোটাস ফিট ফিট অফ চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু আর লাইক লোটাস so soft, so sweet, so fragrant, more than lotus. Every, in every way. Lotus flowers can make
clothes shrink.
Clothes and
wilt.
Dry, but they will never dry. So don't have it. Second, these lotus flowers, two lotus flowers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, lotus seeds, as their wealth, Sri Jane Bhakati Rasasa, they can realize Bhakti Rasa. Sarmanishab and substance of Bhakti Rasa. First, there are bhakti, there is bhakti, and there are of 64 kinds of bhakti written by Srila
Rupa Goswami.
Not the bhakti mixed with karma, mixed with jnana, yoga, tapasya, anna vilasita sunyam জ্ঞান কর্মা জনাভৃতম আনুকূল্যেন কৃষ্ণানুশীলনম ভক্তি when it is practiced, it can be practiced in 64 kinds, but not all any worldly desires, no self sense gratification, no salvation, no to be wealthy. Sometimes we see that some devotees, those who are practicing bhakti and serving their holy master Gurudev, but they make some a share of 75 and 25, sometimes half and half, and sometimes they want to shallow everything. Shallow means?
Shallow. Take everything.
Follow.
Right?
Follow
everything. Everything. But they don't know they are going towards hell. Only their lab hai.
Lab.
They are gaining, they should only gain the highest love for Krishna. This is only gain. And this, they are sharing something for money, for prestige, for reputation, all these things. Then it is not suitable. Certainly they are going to be
ruined.
So you should also not in your heart. So these are not bhakti. So bhakti should be, bhakti is of three kinds. Sarva siddha bhakti, Samasiddhavapti
Aroksha
and Arokshiddhava. Samanam Kritam Vishnu Smarnam. And for this only we want Krishna Bhakti. That Krishna should be pleased, devotees should be pleased, and Guru should be pleased. Only thing. No gain, margin, anything. No share, 50-50 or anything. We know that अधिकांश लोग ये करते हैं.
मोस्ट ऑफ अस.
सो इफ यू वांट टू गिव योर डिवोटीज ऑफ परम सिद्धा भक्ति विद सिस्टम कृष्ण विल अरेंज एनी हाउ. सो यू शुड नॉट डू दिस थिंग. यू शुड गो टू डोर टू डोर एंड यू विल टेल दैट वी आर टेकिंग इट फॉर मेकिंग मंदिर. But if you had one price even among from this, then you'll be ruined. Don't do all these things. No need of doing temples. Our help should be here, this is temple. Or Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati or our Gurudev told that you should try to make your heart like a temple and others also. Vakrishov Dasa Babaji Maharaj has not found an empty temple. Srila Rupa Goswami only he did Bhakti Govinda Ji Mandir. And he has not done what he has told others to do and they told. Not all of Goswamis are very cheap, very cheap. It is bound to come all these nonsense things. Very few. We should try first to make our hearts like this. Then Sangha Siddha. If good quality, good qualities are with bhakti, then if they are good. Otherwise, they have no value, like zero. Bhakti has all kinds of qualities. If there is bhakti, all kinds of good qualities are there. And if there is no bhakti, nothing like this. So we should not try to be first, oh, I'm honest. I'm honest. No? And so I took so much tolerance. I speak truth. You should do bhakti first. And after that all will come. And if there is no bhakti and you will try artificially, they will not come. Or bhakti will also come. Understand what I am going to tell? What I told?
You're saying that we should not try to endeavor separately to develop qualities like truthfulness,
yes,
and like this. But if we perform bhakti, automatically these qualities will come.
Also, any kinds of knowledge. If you have done Vishwavidyalaya,
university
degree, very good. After that, you can come and join. And if you have joined Krishna consciousness, we don't require any degree from any world or any
university.
Vishwavidyalaya,
university,
no need. Then we should try to go in the college of Haridas Thakur, Srila
Gorkeshwar
Dasa Babaji Maharaj. There are so many good universities than this. So we should join this. We should not try to gain knowledge artificially or any kind of quality or anything. We should direct. Depend on the Harinam and Harikatha and our sasis of our Gurudev and Vaishnava. This is more good quality of Vishwavidyalaya, means university. And we begin. Everything there. University cannot give you any visa or anything for Vrindavan, but they can give. so many visas and everything they will go. They have power. It is so that what? Chap of name and Harikatha then. Oh. The doorkeepers of Golok Vrindavan? Oh, yes. Come on. And they will not see all these things. They will check them. And Sangha Siddha and Arup Siddha. Especially we are doing Arup Siddha Bhakti, not Sangha Siddha Bhakti. We want to mix all these things. Making so many things for us. We should hardly try to help others in Sarup Siddha Bhakti. Samiji has told that simply take Harinam, Harikatha and dance and take so much Mahaprasadam and distribute all. This is a very good university, I think. And I think that Samiji has preached by these things, only for three things.
Just kitchen religion.
But it is high class of university. So we should try, we should not try those who have taken shelter in the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they know that this is our sampada, dhan, wealth. They can know bhakti, bhakti ras, and bhakti shar. Shar means?
Essence.
There are three things. First bhakti and then bhakti rasa and bhakti rasa sa. In Srimad Bhagavatam, bhakti rasa sar has been given. In Chaitanya Chaitamrita, bhakti rasa sar. What is that? First we should know that what is bhakti. If you are practicing anya abhilashita sunyam, jnana karma adi anabhutam, anukullena krishna anushilam. In right process, from any bona fide guru or Vaishnava, then we will arambha karan.
Begin
from shraddha, nishtha, ruti. How we should forgive all these offenses, anartha, all kinds of worldly attachment. There is war for bhakti. It is very hard to gallop. So we should do bhakti, shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, pada sevanam, and all other 64, which are helpful for us. Then bhakti rasa. What is bhakti rasa? Rupa Goswami has done bhakti rasa. Where bhav, vibhav, anubhav, sattvic and vyabhichari are mixed in proportion. But it should be in good process. Then it has become a rasa. What is our sthayi bhava? What is the relation to Krishna? To ashraya, we are ashraya. Then alamban, udipan, so many things will come. And after that, vyabhichari, sati, all the articles will come on sthayi bhava. And then it will be like bhakti. Like Krishna is the object of the praying. Yashoda Maiya and his Vatsalya Ras is ashraya, container.
Receptacle.
Yashoda Maiya. So that Krishna is coming small boy, no clothes, no covering anything. And he's coming, oh mother, 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 like this, speaking. And this
cousin
with tears. And something, like doing so, like what? Yashodama was churning. She took at once that was in her land. Here, Krishna is object. And Yashoda Maria is mother, that is ashraya, container.
Receptacle.
No? And then he took in his lap. She saw the face of Krishna waiting something, but so beautiful. And she kissed Krishna, or dropped it like this. And began to sing, Govinda Damodara Madhave Ki, Govinda Damodara Madhave Ki. And he began so overjoyed that tears. These were Anubhav among 33 kinds of. And Sattik, he was something.
Trembling.
Tears are coming. The face is sometimes changing. As moods are coming, new. To kiss the boy's sons, also a kind of that is to carry on. And see, tears were coming. And he was very carefully, but
petting the head.
Stroking. So these are all mixed, it is bhakti. In the heart of Krishna, bhakti rasa. This is bhakti. I gave an example of bhakti. Take a look also in sakha rasa, asala rasa, madhur rasa. Before Rupa Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it was only bhakti. Everywhere bhakti in Ramanujan, Nambarka and ever whole world. From beginning, it was bhakti. But no bhakti rush. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and told Rupa Goswami all the teachings and make it like bhakti rush, then he wrote Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And he declared, what is bhakti rush? But it needs some how thing?
Guidance. It needs guidance.
How to put all the things together that it will be us. If you have 1 kilo of sugar and getting only very little water and giving so much 10 kilo of nibu.
Lemon.
And 2 kilo of kevada.
Kevada is?
Okay.
Then it will be first.
Tasteless
and so much.
Poison.
And it will cause something bad. It will be enough. So we'll have to know what is the proportions of all these things. An expert person. Same chawal, same dal, same vegetables, same oil and masala. And cooker makes it so bitter. And anyone not giving anything more, very little, but so delicious and sweet. So it depends on that person who is giving all these things and mixing in
proportion.
Right proportions. Then it will be bhakti. Rupa Goswami has not told that how it should be mixed in first proportion. Who has done this? Raghunath Das Goswami. How to mix them? How to make a rush? He lived from Rupa Goswami and he gets the formulas. How it will be done? We don't want to be qualified and we tell that we are not qualified, we will not go to them, Raghunath Das Goswami or Rupa Goswami. We will do bhakti and it will do everything. Then not even a bhakti, bona fide bhakti, Sarvasiddha bhakti, only that is what?
Arav-siddha.
Only Arav-siddha, not Sarvasiddha also. And it cannot be transferred into bhakti rasa and lakhs of years. So Swamiji also, I have seen anywhere Swamiji has
written,
made meaning of this song. So Raghunath Das Goswami has written. And after that, Srila Krishna Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and all others have accepted. Narottam Thakur, his companions, and Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, they have done all these things. Bhakti Rasa. He wanted to give a drop, or even a sprinkle of that drop, from came here, crossing salty water so much. And उसको बचाते हुए जब सॉल्टी लेट उसमें मर
ब्रॉट हिम प्रोटेक्टेड
प्रोटेक्टेड हियर क्रॉस हिज सो मेनी सीज लाइक इंडियन ओशन अटलांटिक ओशन पैसिफिक ओशन एंड देन ही कैन ऑलवेज हाउ ही सेट फ्रॉम दिस नमकीन वाटर नमकीन सॉल्टी वाटर इट हैज नॉट सेट then it would have been mixed with salt. What is that salt? No? Eat, drink and be merry. Sense gratification, cheating others, duplicity,
hypocrisy,
all are salt. Then a sprinkle only can come from that Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami and all have made it. This is the message he wanted to do. This is the message which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought from Golok Vrindavan Dham. So Swamiji also giving the meaning. Same I am giving. You can see any fact it will be. Must it is. Then bhakti rasa. It has been described in Srimad Bhagavatam bhakti rasa. Gopi geet. Varaha pidam nata varabhatu karnayo karnikaram dibhradvasa tanukakapisham vajayanti jamalam randhanade durasara sudhaya gopayan goprabindai Vrindaranyam sarvadharmanam pravishasahi. Dhanyasamudhamatayo apiharanyayeta Jnanandanandanam upattavipitravesham Akarnavenuranitam sahakrishnasara Ujangadhovirisham pranayapani. Oh, dear Tarkami, certainly they are so fortunate. We tell that they are Murkha, foolish. That's okay. But really, they are not. They are coming to Krishna, hearing the lotus, the voice of Venu, so sweet, and seeing the face of Krishna, they get her heart to the lotus feet of Krishna. And they are praying for Krishna affection. We want affection. From the four of eyes, the deer are saying towards Krishna, and Krishna is telling, yes, yes, why not? I will give you some praying. So these are, deer are how? They are fortunate. Gopis are telling, we are not fortunate. Why? Because our husband, our mother-in-law, sister-in-law, all are opposite us. If they see that I am going towards Krishna, they will smell and they will bring some stick whirling to me. I will tell that I am not going to meet Krishna, but yet they will not trust me. If I am going there, then my husband will tell, I will broke your left, how you are going to Krishna. And see how fortunate we are. Her husband is coming, following her. Or don't fear. I am with him. Let anyone say, but I am here. I am supporting you. You should go and pay Krishna prem from Krishna. This is bhakti rasa. Tava kathamritam tatta jivanam kavitiriditam sarva shakaham sharanamangalam śrīmadātatam bhūri dṛdhanti te bhūri dājana. This is bhakti rasa. Gopi was telling. Some are telling in other sense and some are telling us in other sense. Some are telling that your katha is so nectar. And another are repeating. Your katha is like poison. And giving so many examples they are telling all this. Those who are distributing these hari kathas, poison, like nectar, having a book of Srimad Bhagavatam here in, and some sacred thread here, no here, set. Here, everything, having tilak and tulsi mala here, shouting that, oh, come on, without pipes we will read you, teach you Srimad Bhagavatam. Here, Srimad Bhagavatam. They are bhurita. What that means? Gain so much wealth. None are equal to that person. And another gopis is telling that this Harikatha and Hari name, Krishna name is poison, certainly poison, because it has made us upset, captivated. We are so much good, so much pleasing in our Grihastha ashram. But when we heard this voice of Venu and saw this face, beautiful face of Krishna, and we are chanting Harinam and hearing Harikatha, we become mad. Get up all my husbands, and husbands are telling that to give them their wives, each other, coming to Vrindavan, always waiting and making, waiting their all family persons. So certainly it is like a poison. Those who distribute these Harikatha and Krishna Nam like slaughter. They are slaughter. Slaughter means
slaughtering.
They are like slaughter. Badhi. Because without anything, they took Bhagavat, Srimad Bhagavatam, and go village to village, door to door, and listen, I will not take, I don't want money, I want only that you should hear. So those who distribute Harikatha like this, they are like hunters. Don't go. Don't believe them. They will cheat you. Go feel that. See? We have been cheated. We heard Harikatha anywhere. And we have become so, and Krishna has left us, and now we are all waiting and wondering where he is. Forest. And our husband is waiting, or mother-in-law, mother, sons, and everyone is waiting. You can see us also. We heard Harikatha and luck or children's wealth, everything. You can see everywhere. So this is bhakti rasa. Matupakitava bandho maasti sandhi sapatna. This is bhramati. And what is bhakti rasa sar? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu churned all these things. Because is combined, Radha and Krishna both, both are there. Both deity has been composed. And both mercy has come to the mix. And it has become so powerful. And he can make bhakti rasa sar. What is bhakti rasa sar? Conjugal love. Especially of the mood of Srila Rupa Goswami. This is bhakti rasa. Especially the mood of Srimati Radhika, Mahabhav, Rudh, Adhirudh and all these things. This has been described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So these are bhakti, rasa, sar. A person who is receiving knowledge from anywhere, in colleges or anything, in degree colleges, by Sanskrit word reading, it will learn. Those who have selected the two lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in their hearts, depending on that, chanting what he has told, hearing what he has told, easily, very easily, in no time, very soon, it will come. Bhakti rasa, the mood of Radhika. That has Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is bhakti rasa sar. Gaurangera madhura lila yar karne pravishila. Don't try to slay anyone. Gaurangera madhura lila yar karne pravishila. This very sweet
nectar.
And the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Pastimes of that. Once he was sleeping, and bhakta were seeing that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not in Gambhira, he began to search in midnight, but they cannot search. Search here, there, loose corner. Closing the doors, first stage, second stage, first gate, second gate, third gate, they couldn't find him. Then they searched here and there, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to go in daytime. They went to the Gopinath Tota. They went to Jagannath Tota, the garden of Jagannath, and they saw that he is like dead. And all his organs, so long, and he was laying down, dying. Sardamadhar came with Raya Ramananda and all the bhakti came and they began to wait. What to do? Sadhamada suggested them that begin at once Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Very loudly they began to chant Hare Krishna and like singing and Mahasankirtan, and they were after some time he had some realization and he at once got off. Hare Krishna, Hare. Oh, what are you doing here? All? And then he began to wait. Oh, I was sleeping very soundly in Gambhira. I heard a float voice, very sweet. And after that, what became, I don't know. I ran after. And how I came here, I don't know. And here I was playing with Krishna all the gopis were dancing, I was also dancing. And Radha like this, and dancing with Krishna. Why you took me from there? Where you are taking to me? Who am I? Where I am going? And he again began to. Then they consoled. Anyhow, they talked to Gambhira and such. After that, oh, have I done anything wrong? What I was telling, why I was sleeping, I don't know. Tell me, what happened? So, this is Radhika mood is having the mood of Radhika is touching Krishna beautiful and four kinds of Madhuri and all this. This is Bhakti Rasa. And this is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gauranga Madhura. If anyone realizes, we will hear, we will suck in the heart all these things. Even this Harikatha is coming in our ear. Tara Hirdaya Nirmala Bhelota. At once, the heart of this, that devotee, who will hear the pastimes of sweet pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At once clear, which will not go by any other thing. By yoga, tapasya, jnana, never. Never by the bhakti also. So if you will hear, anyone hears, hridaya nirmala bhavati, that heart will be so. But we will tell that we are not qualified to hear Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Leela also, because Krishna Leela and Gaur Leela are the same. Don't think that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the Radhika. Oh, it will be very offensive. Don't go. We will take some cotton and keep that. And any person should not come to us telling all these Harikatha. It is very offensive. And it is against the principles of Swami. The persons, those who don't nothing, then they will believe that, oh, they are saying, because they are my God brothers. So we should not. Sweetness, this is all these things. It is like a poison, they will tell. I'm worried that some of them are telling that Narayan Maharaj has come and he is initiating all the initiated persons, bogus propaganda, totally false they are doing. Why they are doing, I don't know. They cannot give any stance that I have initiated anyone who has been initiated. You can ask them, you can give an example that has. I don't initiate anyone. Very few, if they are coming, more and more money.
Interesting.
Those who are fallen, I want to help them. Those who are helpless, I want to help them. I have never given them. Why they are nonsense, don't I attend? This is like open. I want to give all these things. I have no time to do all these things. Even I have not protested. But I think that it is our duty to protect these things. Because the newcomers, they are cheated. So I think that this should be done. And given that Narayan Maharaj is not doing all these nonsense things, and he has not come, or even in Mathura, I think that I have never done a single person like this. But I helped so much. Tamal Krishna Swami and all were coming to me, I helped them. And if this is the initiation, then I have done this all these things. I have given initiation. Less and less devotees. In Mathura, all, every inhabitants of Mathura, Vrindavan, Navadvipa.